第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. Hi Tom. Do you know it's polite to make a noise when people are eating in Japan?
Really? That's interesting. It's different in our country.
Question. What are they talking about?
Two. I heard you had been to Switzerland. So can you tell me something about it?
Switzerland is very beautiful.And you have to be sure about what you are supposed to do to be polite.
That's what I want to know.
Question. What does the man want to know? 3. John, what am I supposed to do when I am with an American family?
It's rude to say you're full. If you don't want to eat any more food, you should just say it was delicious.
Question. What should the woman say when she is full? 4. Hi Mike, I have a friend from Switzerland. He invited me to meet his family. I don't know whether I should go there early or a little late.
I heard they are very serious about time, so my advice is to be on time.
Question. What should the woman do?5. You had better not make a noise in the library. I'm reading an interesting book.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but the book you are reading is mine.
Question. What does the man want to do?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Jenny, do you know much about body languages in countries around the world?
Sure, I've picked up a few things from travelling around for work. Why?
Well, I had a meeting today with a woman from Japan, and she kept bowing. I didn't know what to do.
Did you bow back?
No, I tried to shake her hand, but she seemed unhappy.
Well, Japanese typically bow to greet each other in Japan.She might not be used to shaking hands.
But she should know shaking hands with others is a symbol of respect and confidence in America.
Things are different in Japan. You know, in some countries, making eye contact with others is considered impolite.
Is that why she wouldn't look at me in the meeting?
Yes, I think it's possibly the reason.
The meeting really didn't go well at all. I think I need to read books about intercultural communication.Before I have another meeting with someone from another country.
That's a good idea.
Jenny, do you know much about body languages in countries around the world?
Sure, I've picked up a few things from travelling around for work. Why?
Well, I had a meeting today with a woman from Japan, and she kept bowing. I didn't know what to do.
Did you bow back?
No, I tried to shake her hand, but she seemed unhappy.
Well, Japanese typically bow to greet each other in Japan. She might not be used to shaking hands.
But she should know shaking hands with others is a symbol of respect and confidence in America.
Things are different in Japan. You know, in some countries, making eye contact with others is considered impolite.
Is that why she wouldn't look at me in the meeting?
Yes, I think it's possibly the reason.
The meeting really didn't go well at all. I think I need to read books about intercultural communication before I have another meeting with someone from another country.
That's a good idea.
第三部分，听短文回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到"嘟"的提示音后。 进入下一小题。Indians
always shake their heads when they talk to others. It means yes. If someone wants to visit India, he should know this or he will be in trouble. One day, a foreign officer went to India on business. He hired a car and asked an Indian to drive him. When he told his driver to take him to his office, the Indian shook his head at once. The officer said again, and the driver shook his head again. At last, the officer, of course, got angry. "How dare you refuse my order?" he shouted. "Drive me to my office at once." The driver answered in quite a loud voice too, "Yes, sir." But to the officer's surprise, the driver shook his head at the same time. The car started, and the foreign officer was now too surprised to say a word. He thought about it for a while, and then he nodded with a smile. "No means yes here." 1. At last, the officer, of course, got angry. "How dare you refuse my order?" he shouted. "Drive me to my office at once." The driver answered in quite a loud voice too, "Yes, sir." But to the officer's surprise, the driver shook his head at the same time. The car started, and the foreign officer was now too surprised to say a word. He thought about it for a while, and then he nodded with a smile. No means yes here.